Ladies and gentlemen, the Friendly Geordies podcast has official merch that we've stolen from the radio station that we're sort of affiliated with in Lithgow. We have those tragic 80s polo-esque shirts that, just as I thought, made in Taiwan. Excellent. Thank you very much to the good people at Burf Manufacturing. Where was our t-shirts from FBI? You had to bloody pay for them. That was part of sponsorship. And the boys are currently putting them on as we speak. I'm flapping my gums. I'm behind the times on this one. Look at it. Oh, looking sharp. Looking sharp, this love. So it doesn't have the AM station affiliated with us. It's just Move FM.
These shirts make me feel like my biceps are huge. Miss Love is currently wearing camouflage army pants, a Move 95 shirt, and what are these shoes again?
Just fucking workman shoes.
Yeah, workman
Please
shoes.
Please sit down and talk into the microphone. We have been recording for minutes.
Sorry, guys. I feel good.
You and
I
look good, Miss Love.
And I feel like eco-friendly because of the green.
I work for BP. We changed the colors and now we subliminally...
Yes, we're the best fossil fuel company.
Do you remember Miss Taylor told us that in geography?
She was yeah.
Do you remember that? They changed their colors to green and yellow. Why do you think that is? Do you think of trees and forests when you think of BP? Yeah, I do. Yeah, that's right. Never thought about it before, did you?
First red pill given to us by our year 9 geography teacher. Shout out, Miss Taylor.
Who did look a lot like a medieval witch.
What do you mean look like?
Lovable. Lovable medieval witch. I definitely drink the Eye of New soup that she gave me.
Dude, what are the odds?
And I would assume that it had no negative repercussions to it.
What are the odds that she actually listens to this podcast every week?
So small. She writes romantic novels and then travels the world.
Apparently found love interests at our school, and that's where she got the ideas for romance novels. So she was profiteering off kids at their school.
Incredible.
Getting
incredible. She actually did that.
Whoa, whoa.
You gotta love it.
Whoa. I don't care if you and James, maybe you want to bloody marry each other, but not in class. Whoa.
It'd be great if she didn't listen to the podcast, but she did listen to you, by chance, ringing up national radio at 1 a.m. in the morning.
Good segue. Good segue. He puts on the Move FM shirt and bam, is a
this
pro.
Guy is a
he
professional.
He is a seasoned pro. He actually, he looks like he's been doing this for 23 years. No more, no less.
Because he's the only one who's buttoned his collars all the way up.
True. He's just looking great.
What would be complete for it is I need a large cup of McDonald's syrup Coke. And I asked them not to mix it in with any soda water. Yeah. It's just the syrup.
Entirely of syrup.
That's so
Can't tell if it's just tell crude us about oil it. Or syrup.
crude oil. You guys like this. I mentioned it earlier and the boys seem to take heart to it. I was driving home from one of my many drives from Sydney to Lithgow. Which I've been doing lately with in a removalist truck. So I've really just really become into my own, really found myself, my calling.
True, but you do have a girlfriend, and normally if you're traveling back and forth for 3 hours with a removalist truck, you are divorced.
He's got some good practice.
I'm not entirely genuine. I just dabbled in it, but it was so fun. Put it in. It was so good when I got the truck. It's just like, don't bother putting it in first, mate. Just start it in second and give it heaps of gas. I was like, single tear coming out. I'm like, you, sir, if only this truck was as sweet as you. Like, I loved him. I loved the boys. But anyways.
What a patriot. Australians grind the gearbox. That is truly Australian. Just so there's more exhaust fumes that come out the back. That's the only reason.
We like to pump it.
Yeah, give it a kick.
So it was on the long haul in the UV, just pumping it back. And we were driving back and it's a very bumpy ride. And to be honest, I've realized that, if you're driving back, I don't know if either of you guys have had this, but if you're driving back from Sydney and you're going to Lithgow and it's like 2 a.m., the roads at nighttime, the roads seem to like synthesize, like kind of like into that...
Into mist?
No, no, no. Into that, you know, Rainbow Highway, that episode, that level on Mario Kart, where it's like, it's a multicolored rainbow, and you can sort of fly around.
I'm pretty sure you were just taking acid and driving.
Yeah, were you
in
high?
A truck that you don't really know how to drive?
Rainbow.
What a
stage?
Recipe for disaster.
Oh,
I mean, goddamn! I shouldn't have taken that peyote from that from the onlooker. What was it called? Yes. Oliver's
moving house and having spiritual realizations is not a good combo.
Why did I go to that Oliver's natural food, whatever it was? I knew those string beans were dodgy. I shouldn't have gone off the regular road of Macca's.
Because we have done that drive many times at 2 a.m. in the morning, and I can guarantee you that the road doesn't look like a rainbow.
The only thing that happened last time while I was driving was that I had 20% visibility because of all the mist.
The mist is hectic. But
it looks like a horror film to me. It doesn't look like some fantastical level where you see Yoshi to the side of you and go, I'll get you, you mischievous dinosaur.
Come on, man. You're just not seeing the right... You're not seeing what I see, man. I feel like...
Evidently not.
I feel like...
Continue.
I feel like... I don't know. It sort of becomes this synthesis where I don't see... I don't feel the sensation of driving. I just sort of see this... These two white lines going, and it's like, follow the lines. You got to follow the lines. And then it becomes dangerous because it's almost like, it's not like if you don't follow the lines, if you go out of the lines, you're going to die. It's like, could be fun. Maybe level up. So it gets dangerous.
You were definitely on acid. You're just explaining your symptoms to a doctor who's like,
I have naturally occurring acid in what's it called? What's the thing?
The brain?
No. What's the chemical the brain releases when you dream? There's a chemical, and it's
yeah, it's the short for DMT.
Yeah, so I think that's just naturally more prevalent in my
mind. You think you have a gas leak in your pipes that lead to your brain?
Essentially. My brain's always in second.
Think I know what you're talking about, which is
it becomes
you
a video
lose
game.
Track of what's actually ahead of you, and you just follow the lines and the reflectors.
When it hits 2 a.m., I'm just going for that golden star so I can go faster. I'm not trying to get anywhere.
Yeah.
It's like, where's the end? I need that golden star and mushroom. You know, like, that's what happens. So anyway.
I've never seen Miss Love's face more serious. I'm just saying I need a golden star and mushroom. No, that's what happens. I'm telling you.
Just look like
I'm not crazy.
I'm a political analyst right now. anyway, in relation to 1 a.m., my 1 a.m. radio call, I try to do as much as possible to revert away from the golden star, you know? Try to distract myself from not dying. So what I'll do is... I'll do the usual.
Might I say that you're doing an exceptional job? It's been, 28 years and you've been successful?
Nearly 28. Thank you, man.
That is an achievement.
I did once stick my finger in a live electronic socket and it blasted my whole arm and I pulled out and I was like, ow, my whole arm was like tense. And I told my dad and he's like, you're really lucky you didn't die.
And since then, he's been shredding the guitar.
I was like 23. No, wait. I think I was like 20.
It's not making it any better. This was supposed to be like when you're 7 years old. It's like, not like, oh, wait, 21?
So bad.
21's acceptable, right?
So bad. That and once crossing the road when I was in primary school and not looking both ways and really nearly getting hit by a car. Those are my two brushes with the destiny. But anyway, to deflect from the impending doom, you know, I'll drink V and I'll like... drink coffee and eat donuts and try to keep
try to keep
my girlfriend awake enough to talk to me. But another little ditty I like to do is call up radio stations and have a little chat. And once I did it and I just didn't get through and I was really angry about it. But this time we dialed into Move FM, this very lovely station that we're currently in right now. Because there was two hosts and I didn't know who the hell they were. I was pretty tired anyway. And the only reason I feverly had to call was that they were discussing this guy. And I think it was the guy who was on, not Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but there's another show where you roll where you spin the thing.
Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah. The guy from Wheel of Fortune.
Larry Emder.
Yes. Larry Emder. So they were talking about
a treasure trove of bullshit TV personalities.
And Turkish pop lover.
Yeah, avid, Turkish pop
lover. Avid Turkish pop lover.
If it's not at 5:30 in the afternoon and it's in Australia, you call me as your lifeline and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. What's the name of the show you're currently watching? It's Hot Seat. It's no longer Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Yep, correct.
Yeah, it's true. I wholeheartedly believe that is the top in your life skills right there.
I am an 80-year-old Turkish woman. Those are my tastes.
Jesus.
But anyway,
just as a segue, when did Who Wants to Be a Millionaire become Who Wants to Be Slightly More Richer? Because nobody earns millions anymore. It's just a good mate. So you get $4,000. Good answer. Like, dude, who's becoming a millionaire? Except for the host. The host has just become a millionaire because of this.
Comedians have a segment that's called Pakistan via Australia, and his accent of him just interpreting the Australian accent. Like, do Ali's rendition of Mad Max. With his accent. It's so good. I'm not even having a go. It's actually so good. We can just do an audiobook of you being like, Struth, how many miles did he make? 30? God damn. Like, I would listen to that. Just do audiobooks.
All right, I've got one fan already.
Yeah. That sounds great. Just reading out the script to Romper Stomper with a sitar in the background. Please.
Sorry, really. I'm the king of, what do you call it?
This is why we weren't allowed on air, because a story that should take 3 minutes to say takes us up 20.
I'm sorry.
No, it's actually our...
Anyway, long story short, Larry Emder? What is it? Ebner? Whatever his name is?
Emder.
So, essentially, I called up expecting basically Tim, our producer. That's half the reason I called. I'm like, yeah, say hello to him. And it wasn't him. Unbeknownst to you,
it's a nationally syndicated show.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what that means even now. So basically, I got diverted to, what were they called? They're in Brisbane.
Collective Noun.
Collective Noun in Brisbane. And they were pretty...
I know everything about Australian celebrities, don't I?
Yeah, you're
no one knows who Collective Noun is.
I sure as hell didn't. So
because you looked at everyone. Because you looked at everyone throughout your childhood and then pictured yourself in each and every one of them.
Yeah, that's so true.
Except
that's
naked.
So true. I could say, oh, yeah, nice. Double spin. Good on you, Margaret.
So I called him and I proceeded. They were like, all right, Larry Emder, how do you not know about him? How do you not know about this book? He's an Aussie legend. I would be extremely surprised to know that at least 95% of people that grew up, born and raised in Australia, don't know who this man is. And me, you know, being a 40-year-old truck driver in camo pants, like, yeah, outrage. I was born in the Royal North Shore and I don't know who he is. So I called and I made my...
You had your two bob.
I had my 2 cents and I made my opinion very clear. and I talked to the boys for 30 seconds. And essentially the conversation was, mate, Miss Love, is that your name? I'm like, yep. And they're like, where are you right now? I'm like, oh no, I'm driving to Lithia. Like, okay, nice. Oh, so Larry Ebner, do you know about him? I'm like, no chance. No idea. And they're like, you've never heard about him ever? I'm like, no. It's like, were you born in Australia? I'm like, yep. And they're like, oh, crazy. All right, next caller. And essentially, it was the same thing. But that was my 2 cents, boy.
Wow, this has to be one of the most informative segments ever. Where, you call someone on Midnight Graveyard Shift Radio, and they say, do you know this guy? And you say, no. And they're like, all right, next person.
I don't know who Tom and Robbie are, okay, but I hope they're pissed off.
That was 13 minutes and 50 seconds.
I'm European.
Well, you didn't know the answer.
I'm European. That's how we talk.
Dude, you're not European. You're Balkan.
Look, the point is... In relation to our previous conversation in last week's podcast, where you said that all Turkish pop music reminds you of ISIS.
I put money on it. They listen to it every morning and every night.
Please tell me you don't think the Tarkan is a mascot to them.
Who's that? This guy.
This guy.
He is. That's
the guy that does two gay icons of going, no, 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 that hand gesture. I don't know how to describe the wiggling, it. Just waggling your index finger.
Back and
but
forth.
He does both at the same time. This is the most ethnic pop star I've ever seen. Ali had the best point about him. I'm sorry. This man has to be a meme. He is funnier than Donald Trump. Tarkan is the greatest symbol of our times, I think, because he's kind of, he's basically Holly Valance here.
Just
but
as
he's
hot.
A man,
just as
and
hot.
He's 5 feet tall.
And he thinks he's the shit. Like, you can see it in his face that he thinks he's the best man to walk on Earth.
Dude, he could easily take off in Mexico, too, if he just names his change his name to Taco. Essentially the same music. Man, I don't know.
Do you hate on, like, classic music?
This is classic music?
This is... Like, it's a treat to the ears.
Whoa. I think it's a treat to the ears. I think it's a treat to the ears as much as a Chico roll is a treat to the mouth. It keeps you alive.
Case in point, Chico rolls are mad.
Chico rolls are mad. All right, I want to hear...
Why do
I
you think they're so big? Why do they keep sailing? People are buying...
In the comments, tell me who likes a Chico roll. And if one person is a fan...
Yeah, if
it's
I'll buy
you one.
Top five foods.
Damn.
Be honest about this.
You know,
is a Chico roll even close to like? I can't agree.
Chico. That's true. Everyone, Ali's nickname is Chico, and that's mad. So it is similar. So I'll give you that. But my friend from England, my Australian friend that was living in England, brought his English girl over for like 2 weeks. And he kept going on about how good Chico rolls are. She came over and tried one for the first time in her life in Perth. Severe food poisoning.
Yeah,
that was her
like...
trip to Australia
but you know,
to be food poisoned for 7 days. And then she went back to England.
It's true. It's our Bali belly. Merrick and Rosso were off for 2 days after they had a Chico roll eating contest.
It's an experience. It's a drug.
So essentially, yeah, Turkish pop is like... Oh, I don't... Okay. I was talking to Jordan about this earlier before we went on, and he was avidly listening to it, essentially to the point where we're like, dude, we have to start the pod. We've gone over half an hour. It's like, transfixed with a guy doing a fish movement with his hand.
Doing the two index fingers waves at both of my co-hosts, because I had to aim it at both and go, eh.
Where you have to...
What is that? A salute?
This is what we're saying. Okay, the beginning. This song is called Ask Gitti Bizden.
Everyone knew what that means.
You know what? I just looked up the English lyrics to it. The first line in that song is Hello, hello, bye, bye.
The translation, they never really picked up English, did they?
Yeah, that's why he says no with his hands, because he doesn't know what words to use.
Ali, what is your theory about ethnic men within their own local market who have made it big, thinking that they're the biggest bosses of all time? Like, if you said, who's more influential on history, you or Julius Caesar? They go, it's no question. Yeah. It's Tarkan.
They're
Tarkan.
They're Tarkan amazed number one. At that question. Like, who knows Julius Caesar? Everybody knows me.
Julius Caesar had many statues, but look, I have the effect to make myself... I can clone myself a million times on screen. They're doing effects. The Turkish are doing effects in their music videos that we were impressed by in the 70s. It's just that with better cameras.
Julius Caesar doesn't have the same seasoning on my doner kebab that no one can do.
Yeah. My bicep is big.
I think it's a really strange phenomenon. I had a situation where I was, my Euro trip was stranded at a Croatian airport for 3 days, and all I had for sustenance was sandwiches and essentially the Croatian version of this claptrap, which is basically...
Claptrap must be Croatian for incredible classic instantly.
Yeah, pretty much. It was a guy, it's the Zorba dance done up
Dude,
a bit. It's like, it's the Zorba dance with a bit. It's like... Poof, 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 and it's all about the pussy. And I watched it for
song is about the pussy.
That's what I'm saying. So like,
that's what we're saying. Any pop star around the world, doesn't matter where they are, they've got three options for a banger. It's either about breaking up, it's about being in the club, or it's about how hot this one chick they saw was once.
I
think as all guys agree, I don't know, this is a little boy's secret to the four girls that listen to this podcast.
A lot of that head
wiggling. A lot of head wiggling, yes, definitely. Yeah. Anywhere from Turkey to India, there's going to be a lot of that.
But even Croatia, man.
Head wiggling.
Yeah, like that. I mean, the difference is...
We don't have snake charmers, do we?
No, no, no. But the difference is we have, like, fried fish and, like tiny mandolins.
Okay.
And it kind of substitutes.
So eating the fried fish makes you go, head wiggly.
Yeah, basically. It's just impressed.
That's the fish head there. All right, interesting.
What I don't understand
well,
is
thank
that,
you for your cultural enlightenment.
How is this style not
cultural
become,
genius.
I know that Jordan, like, legitimately loves this stuff. Like, Jordan's loves are, like... I don't know, Turkish pop, the reject shop, and like sandals. And I get that, and I respect that. But
and John Laws.
And John Laws, which is obviously awesome. But I don't know how this stuff hasn't become obsolete.
No, dude, okay, so this is like the only song or the only genre of music that at the same time is extremely good and extremely hilarious.
Yeah, true.
Like, you can't get that combination.
That's true.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
Look at his eyes.
Honestly, we have come to the conclusion, because I just released Yilmaz 11, discovered Tarkan as a result of it. Turkey is easily, geographically, like much like the Bermuda Triangle is the area of mystery, Turkey is just this zone of hilarity.
Yeah.
old men funniest place
on carpets drinking coffee.
Yeah.
Weird.
All day. Yeah. That's all they do. It seems to be their job is to sit there and have a game of chess that they started in 83.
Yes. You know what? They got the right idea. We need to bring on this stuff. Like, we could be living in paradise if we just took the good parts of Turkey. Like, they're sitting around all day.
Their carpets, their tiny fez hats.
Tiny little coffee cups, smoking weed, and smoking tobacco that tastes like apple. That stuff's awesome.
And the most amount of hate that I have ever gotten was also from Turkey, which makes them more endearing.
What?
Because I've said a lot of shit on the podcast and on Holesworthy Alive that can be termed offensive, but the only thing that's got me some venomous hate is saying that the Armenian genocide happened. Just that.
Whoa.
Just that. We were talking about how all Turkish men are monkeys and wear red hats. That did not get any anger, but just saying that so during the Armenian genocide, just that was like, it never fucking happened.
I think it happened, and I think System of a Down would have a lot to say about it.
You met the same joke on that video as well. That's fucking awesome.
Oh, really? I don't know, man. I love Jordan's infatuation with it. Why don't you just go there and just, like, become one? Go into the ether. Just put on really baggy Aladdin pants, smoke some weed, and just be like, and walk around the bazaar. Because I guarantee you, you'll probably go in for election for the next president.
This man's got his foreign policy under control.
Yeah. Seriously.
Only if my best friend is a small monkey that makes sounds like...
Oh, absolutely.
I can sit there and just go, I told you, Jafar, you'll be my vice president.
You get one of those at the Istanbul airport. Like, they give that out to everyone that comes up.
That's your part. That is the Turkish man's passport.
We had a friend,
and their money is dates.
Yeah, oh, I have no problem with that either. They are very sweet. That and olives.
Okay, so like anyway, let's move on quickly, because we've got other things to discuss more pressing than this. Actually, no, we don't. This is the pinnacle of conversation, which is, give us your Tarkan moments, boys.
Oh, yes.
Which is the moment where you felt so baller that as soon as you walked out of that situation... You, much like Tarkan does, split into 20 U's of yourself walking in slow motion. This music was playing.
Why are you saluting? And why are you wearing eyeliner? And why do they always have really trimmed beards? Just let it go or get rid of it.
Because his two biggest idols clearly are Green Day and Kylie Minogue.
He needs to get a trim beard.
That's true. He definitely listened to 21 Guns and has had one tear.
Dude, no, I bet he just listens to himself all day and just say, man, how good is this song?
Yeah. That is definitely...
And he's right.
Yeah. can you deny it?
So I hope... Give us your moments. So, Miss Love, you had a good one.
I'll leave you
for last because I don't.
Yeah.
So I'll start with mine.
Do you want to go?
No. Well, okay, I'll start. So this was the year 2007, and
good times.
It was a Sunday.
So was mine. Keep going, though.
And I was my dad took me to a one of his friend's farmhouses where they were having this massive event or party or picnic or whatever you want to call it.
Was this in the stand?
This was in the stand.
Okay, cool.
So I'm kind of pissed off because I want to hang out with my friends, but I go there reluctantly. Anyways, when I go there, I see this smoking lady and I was like, hey, this might not be such a bad thing. So I go up there and I start like talking to her. Anyways, all the boys say that, dude, do you know how to play cricket? We're all going to have a match. And I was like, sorry, I don't know how to play cricket. I knew how to play cricket, but like, I wanted to talk to the ladies.
Yeah.
So, smart is that it? Move. That, yeah. Making yourself seem shit at sports. Women love that.
Yeah, anyways. No, but dude, the boss moment comes. So anyway, so what happens is that, so they go away. And later on, one of them comes back and says, in front of the girl that I was trying to, I was talking to, says that, oh, dude, like, we really need someone to play. Can you, like, play at all? Maybe you can be the 12th man or something. And then the girl goes, like, why don't you play? It can't be fun. I'm like, okay, I'll go and play. Anyway, so I go there.
Hope
I'm like,
she has a penis.
No, dude. Why would that make me a boss?
I don't know. I just,
And then she had a dick and I sucked it. Okay, yeah, sorry,
anyway, so I'm like, bear in mind that I was like the vice captain of my school cricket team, so like I was pretty good at batting. So I go there, and because all of these guys think that I can't play at all, so the girl follows us, right? So they're all sitting there. I go there, I smash a 17 not out, finish the game,
yes!
And start walking back.
Yes!
That was my Tarkan moment. Needless to say,
Ali, do the fish dance. Do the little fish dance. He thinks that's cool to do. Yes!
Yeah, baby.
Alright, I don't know, man. I don't know if you can top that. Miss Love, your story better be better than that.
I think it might be, actually. So,
mine's terrible. I'm just going to tell it because this honestly needs to be the meat in this sandwich. 2007.
That was mad, Ali.
2007, everybody, we were trying out for these plays.
Gay.
They said, who can do the best impression of Kevin Rudd? And everyone was terrible, and
Kevin
everyone
O7.
Was pretending.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Yes.
The old
you remember, don't you?
Again. Yeah, I remember it because one of my
it's
mates...
It's kind of sad that that's our generation's version of It's Time. Just a guy's name and the date. That's why you should vote for him, because it rhymes.
Oh, yeah, good idea. Yeah, new Prime Minister. hey, you could speak Mandarin.
What?
Is that what you think high is in Mandarin?
No, that's
anyway,
what I
so
think
they would all say, do your best Kevin Rudd impersonation. No one could do it. Then I just came up and then just said, fair shake of the sauce bottle. And then everyone just went, oh my God, you're amazing. You're so good at impressions. And then I thought, yeah, I guess I am. And then I was just on the bus thinking to myself.
You don't get the no hand signals.
You get the yes.
So, okay, that's officially the signs. This is officially the podcast signs of what's good and what's bad. Bad is two no's.
With your
and then
index
good is the fish dance.
Yes, that's it from now on.
So if you want to, you have to look up As Giddy Bizden by Tarkan to know what we're talking about. Otherwise, you're not part of this. Frankly, we're like a bit offended at how little commitment you're putting in.
You could also check out Friendly Geordie's Facebook page, and I think you've already uploaded it there, right?
And I will do that every day. Until all 165,000 of my subscribers know about Tarkan.
Glad to see you picking your battles, just not promoting my band by going for an ultra-famous Turkish pop star. Good to know who your friends are. Good to know who your friends are.
You ain't got shit on Tarkan.
Yeah, fair call. I've got
honestly,
no,
if
I'll
Tarkan
that.
So true. That's what we're saying as well.
I'll
come
admit
on.
That. I'll
admit
that.
This, Miss Love.
He's better than me. I'll admit that.
And musically.
Yes, probably.
Yes! All right, so tell us.
Okay. Okay, so this story actually isn't mine. It happened to a friend of mine. But my neck is red. My Bella is yelly. It is yellow. It's a great story. It doesn't matter if it happened to me. Build that wall. Build that wall. Anyway.
all of that was necessary.
Yeah, very. So it didn't happen to me, but whatever. So
Of course, I think I'm just in a very smoke the take a drag of the pipe Gandalf mood today because it's a bit longer than both of your stories. I'm sorry. But I'll sell it anyway.
Lord of the Rings.
So I was living... it's a good one. I was living...
This is so good. This podcast is now essentially politely listening to Miss Love for an hour.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Tell me after if I have to refine my style. This is basically the Croatian radio that happens in Sydney. Where they just call up and be like, it's just an outrage. The most pressing issue today is this completely tiny detail story that happened in the small town in Croatia. That's the most important thing.
But with 1 second sound bites in between each caller going...
Anyways, I was living in England. I'll try to show it. I was living in England, and my friend had been... He worked in... I think it was Nando's, and he was working there. Blah, blah, blah. Busting his ass, hating his life, working away. And there was a... The head manager there, essentially the boss, was this guy from Poland. Goddamn immigrants. And he was a dick. He was, like, abusive to everyone. He was really angry. He was just, like, a really... Like, a, not, a, not just an unsavory character. Not a nice guy. Really, really... kind of vapid and
Watto from Star Wars Episode 1, the fly merchant that sells
totally
bad flying cars.
Totally. I don't buy you this nice car.
That guy, yeah.
So, yes. And he went to Oxford University. He talks like that.
Or could it be that car salesman that sells that... that Russian or that country car to Homer, which
has put it in H.
Put it in H.
What is H?
I know. I found out what H is.
Tell us.
Fun fact: some nerd told me that H, in like I think it was some regional dialect area of like neighboring near Russia, H is actually the sign for neutral. So it's actually neutral.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
Out, yeah.
Mind blown. He told me that. And I was like, damn, that's sick. And you're a nerd.
Oh, God bless.
I love The Simpsons too. I have a bald Lisa Simpson tattooed on my leg, but damn, you really dug deep, you know?
Yeah. Good on nerds. Once you've dispersed your knowledge, though, just back into your den. Find
get back to work. Anyway, so this guy was just a terrible guy. And anyway, there was a new girl that started up at Nando's, a new girl, and she was like, she was really young. She was like 17 or 18 or something. And she was like bright-faced, young, chipper girl in Brighton. Like, I'm going to make my way in the world. I need, you know, like very lovely but very innocent kind of girl. And she was
works in a fish and chip shop now.
Probably. Oh, who knows what she's doing now.
She has been sold as fish.
What are you...
Dark turn.
What medieval perspective of England is this? Human bait for sale. Human bait for... Buying old jewellery. Buying old jewellery.
Yeah, I think that if you look up Cosmopolitan, definitely the front model has a bubonic plague.
Anyways,
Corpse
she came...
Weekly.
She started working there. And this guy was being so... This guy started being really particularly rude to her because she was being... He had to train her. She wasn't... she, you know, he wasn't cutting her any slack, as they say. He was being very... intense and not giving any leeway and basically just like, you know, she'd fry something and be like, throw it on the floor and be like, you messed it up. Now clean it up kind of
like
thing.
Like a Gordon Ramsay for a fish.
Yeah, exactly. 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 And so it was essentially... It was
Gordon Ramsay without all the money.
Yeah. So essentially it's just like, oh, and then like, she was just like, oh, I'm sorry. And then my friend was just onlooking. It was just kind of like, oh, whatever. Anyway, he kept doing. And then one day he was just like, you're useless. Blah, blah, blah. You have no idea what you're doing. Get the hell out. And she started crying. She started crying and like ran out of the shop. And then my friend went up to the guy who was his boss, grabbed him by the collar and just be like, and was basically essentially like, no, no. He's like, you can't speak to people like that. I don't give a shit who you are. You can't speak to people like that. It's like, sort your shit out. Sort your shit out. And don't, like, just really schooled him. Don't do that again. I don't give, I'm tired of this shit. This isn't the catchphrase, the end yet, but he's just like, I'm tired of this shit. Sorry, shit. I'm not, blah, blah, blah. And I just went off at him. And then all the other stuff were just like frozen. It's like, holy shit, like so awkward. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they kept working. I guess one of them left and blah, blah, blah. That was the end of it. Next day, they're working. That manager guy just didn't come in and like, oh, whatever, he's probably late. He rocks up to the shop and walks up to my friend, the guy who'd confronted him with a bag. And then he was just like, hey, man, about yesterday, I just wanted to say. And he was like, oh, here we go. And then he just hugged him really hard and then let go and had like, essentially was nearly tearing up. He's like, man, my whole life had been going downhill. I'd been taking down everyone. I had nothing to sort of show for it, and I was just being abusive. I needed that for you to shake me out of my like terrible lifestyle and how shit everything's been. I'm going back home. I've packed all my shit. I've quit the job and I've sold everything. And then he was like, thanks heaps, man. And then walked out.
Holy shit. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
He told me
that. Where was he from?
He was from Poland or something. Eastern Europe. Like a hard Eastern Europe dickhead. And he was like tearing his eye. I was like, thank you. Thank you so much.
You broke the curse.
Yes. Yes.
The frog turned into a prince.
I wonder if he at least apologized to the chick.
Oh, yeah, how good's that? He just laid it.
And with that, he was gone.
Never said
it's so good.
The girl just the girl just killed herself. Yeah. Out of
yeah. While he leaves, you're going, thank you so much. Having said that, though, fuck you, Cindy.
You really need to get your shit together, too.
Yeah, yeah. It takes two to tango, baby.
Put the chicken in the fryer.
Yeah. All right. How about we move on to UK Lost?
So heavy.
We're talking about heavy. UK. Why not?
So heavy.
I think I know what's going to lighten the mood. So Ali and I don't have access to the internet, but apparently something big happened to Ariana Grande, Miss Love.
And Miss Love is supposed to tell us on air. Come on, Miss Love.
But he said that he'd leave it to us. What is it?
Guys, I mean, they heard a little bit. It's terrible. No, I suppose at times like this, you can only laugh. In Manchester, I don't know the details yet, there was one or two suicide bombings. 20 people were killed. I think they were all kids. And I think 50 were injured.
What? Why did we set this music up?
I said it was inappropriate. I said it was inappropriate.
What the
hell? Oh, fuck. How are we supposed to like, make people music. Laugh now? What?
It's not supposed to be funny. This is like the political part of the potty.
This is just a depressing part of the potty.
Hey.
That's pretty...
We're
all
about news.
Full on.
Yeah, it's full on, man.
Wait,
yeah,
are you,
like, yeah, we are all about news, though? And we're all about delivering it in the same way that the 20s did just before a movie was, and they'd just be like, news from around the world. Did you know that Adolf Hitler is lost? It is 1948.
Yeah, we're like Hamish and Andy with a tiny bit of Alex Jones.
Wait, does that mean that Walid Ali's already preparing his material for tonight?
Probably, but I mean, in all honesty,
yeah, it's definitely stuff we should talk about.
In all honesty, it's
stuff we should talk about.
Yeah,
Ariana
definitely.
Grande music. It's really shit, isn't it?
That's what his I mean, news it, is. But in all honesty, like, yeah, this isn't a funny segment.
Wait,
it's
is Ariana
brutal.
Grande dead as well?
No, no. Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't think she's
you
dead.
Don't
no,
know.
No, she's
We'd
not
know.
Dead. We'd know. It'd be like they're probably no. She's not dead. She's fine. But 20.
If she was dead, there would be a town cry that came to us and just go by order of the mayor.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Plus, yeah, half price at the Blue Fox on Sunday. But
what a creative ad.
But basically, this is brutal. I think 20 kids have died, and they went to this chick's concert in Man. So essentially what's happening is now terrorists are at the Bataclan. They were going for hipsters because it was the Eagles of Death Metal show. It was a rock and roll show, so they hit hipsters. Now they're just throwing in the towel and killing kids. There's no details on who... there's no details yet that I know of. It's probably like updating right now. But I knew you guys wouldn't have heard of it because you didn't have internet. And yeah, I mean, essentially I heard about it, put on the camo pants, and as usually follows after putting on camo pants, this segment is called England. Is it lost? Because, dude, it's
and if
pretty
it is
heavy.
Lost, are you just going to go and build a bomb shelter?
Yes. I mean, it's pretty heavy. It's pretty heavy. And I mean, yeah, I guess it's... I had a huge argument about with my friend about it. And I was basically just like... I was like, why is this happening? And he was like, this is what happens when the West carves up the Middle East. And I'm like, well, is it justified then? I mean, like, these are homegrown terrorists. Like, what is the reason here? And then he was just kind of this big argument. And it's just crazy, though.
Dude, can we... Okay, 9/11 was 16 years ago. Can we stop it with this fucking debate of, did they actually get it on themselves? Is that justified? Dude. Yes, carving up the Middle East is bad. Killing kids in Manchester is also bad. Like, you don't have to choose one
Justify side.
Justify it, yeah. It's been fucking 16 years. Let's get out of that bullshit argument of like, no, does that mean you're on the side of terrorists? Oh, does that mean you fucking hate
Muslims?
But
what's the answer, Ali? What's the answer?
I think he's solve
terrorism now. Go solve it and like implicate it now.
I think what he's alluding to is we should bomb Syria.
Jesus Christ.
Give him a bit of a taste of what it feels like.
I mean, I know we're a comedy podcast, but I'm not going to lie to you. When I heard about it, looking over the Lithgow Hills, like, I was just really, really sad, man. It's like, politics aside, it's like, it's so, like, sad. It's really sad. Yeah, it's so
God,
brutal.
I hope that quote is in New Idea.
New Idea. Women's Weekly.
Dressed in camouflage pants. Either one.
Women's
Weekly. I mean,
is
there really a difference? I'm pretty sure it's the same magazine. They've just doubled up on sales by changing the cover.
Yeah, that's true.
But just that.
And I mean, the broader question about this segment for me was, revert straight into Alex Jones again, but is unfiltered migration from the Middle East destroying Europe? The stats say, unequivocally, yes.
What do you reckon, Ali?
Well, dude, even if there wasn't immigration, we're living in a highly globalized world where even if you stop immigration, that does not necessarily mean that you can escape from
that's
the world.
That's such a cop-out, though. Okay,
like, it's literally being the ostrich that puts its head in the ground and assumes that everything around it is fine.
Okay. How do you think
Europe... Do you think
Europe
Manchester or England is the only place where terrorist attacks have happened?
No.
Or can you name at least 20 countries around it that this shit has also happened?
No, they happen at the ones with the highest migration. So it's Germany, France... England, I think there's another one, but
they
those are the highest proximities.
These
Sweden
have the highest migration.
Apparently, Germany just let in like a shitload. I have insane.
Well, look, dude, I'm not gonna sit here and try to like fucking defend immigration or not defend immigration in the context of a fucking terrorist attack.
But all I want, all I'm curious about is what was I gonna ask? How do you think Europe, in a broader question, how do you think they can curb this issue? And don't get me wrong, I am not like, yeah, fuck, like, bomb the Middle East. Like, I'm not pro any of, like, absolutely not. And
I
understand.
I'm pretty pro it. Just so everyone knows where we stand.
No, you're not. Such a liar. He's a troll. Stop trolling. How can it be solved? Because every time, it's like, it's so exhausting, but it's like...
Dude, I don't want to like, literally, I think once a terrorist attack happens...
Just mourn and change the profile pic to the flag.
Maybe we can have this...
Just do this. Wait, where is it? Continue.
He's taken out his phone.
I'm just showing Jordan something that I think... And you too.
Looking up RedTube.
RedTube. No. It's just, this is the thing that annoys me, that this is the process...
Every time
that an attack seems to happen.
Okay, so it is a meme that says emergency plan, number one, tearful cartoons, two, Facebook flag filter, three, crying on TV, four, light up some building, very apt, and I've just clicked out of it. Sorry, Miss Love.
And then the end is basically like, wait for another terrorist attack, rinse and repeat.
It's a pretty undeniable meme, Ali. I think it beats your books.
God damn intellectuals. No, I'm not. I'm not.
Knowledge.
I think we all know who the real enemy is here. Thinking types.
Shut up. Don't reduce it by just assuming that anything that is like simplified is just rubbish. Like, I mean, there has to be some sort of like answers.
You're wearing camo pants.
I don't care, damn it.
Neither do I. I love it.
But what do you think, guys? What should they do?
Dude, I don't want to have that conversation.
Why?
Because like every time we have
this means as well.
After a terrorist attack.
Theresa May is definitely going to win the election now.
But wait, and that's a bad thing, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, dude, that's a horrible fuck.
Really bad.
I don't know much about the English economics, politics, sorry.
It's just that the right wing now has like another way. Look, we can protect ourselves whilst not protecting the poorest of their own society, but that can be ignored.
I agree. The economics influences the culture, but this also is another.
What do you want me to say? Like, yeah, immigration, ban all of that.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm just asking you. Like,
Miss Love thinks that's the reason people die.
I'm asking you what the answers are. And you can't just say the right wing are going to go more right wing, because the left wing, again, are going to go even further socially and be like, you know, white male.
Dude, who is saying that when it comes to terrorist attacks? I think there's also
my friend who's like, yeah, it's what we deserve.
Well, I know, because he's fucking chosen a side, and I hate, like, you know,
solve old world problems, Ali. Solve them. I'm not jumping on any bandwagon. I just want to hear you're educated about it. Tell me what.
Aren't that easy to fix and cannot be fixed immediately.
I know, but how?
It takes years. Remember when Europe had 100 years of war?
Yeah.
100 years of continuous war.
Do you mean the Crusades or something?
No.
Oh, World War.
No, the French-British War.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, they were killing each other for 100 years. Like,
that's true.
Now, in 49 years down that road, someone was like, how do you fix this?
That's true. That is a fair call. You're right. It's just that it's a different situation. It's a different...
It requires patience. It requires...
It's a philosophical question, isn't it? It's almost impossible to answer. I feel like just as good an answer as someone that's super educated would be like throwing out free succotar rice crackers. That's just as effective. There's just nothing that... You know what I mean?
Yeah. Can't kill when you're full.
Anyway, to be honest, we should probably move on. It's just really sad. It just happened. I don't know.
I'd like to move on.
It's just a bummer. It's more than a bummer. It's really brutal. And now it's just becoming like, it's like, I don't know, it's just terrible. The world is getting...
I think I know what the answer is. Maybe Ariana Grande shouldn't be the celebrity that we all look towards. And it should be Tarkan.
I'm sure that would have helped the situation.
That is the problem.
As if that wouldn't help. If we all just accepted that this is the pinnacle of pop. Then no one would be at fucking Ariana's concert at the beginning. It'd just be a dud bomb. They're not going to blow up Tarkan. As you said, they're ISIS music. They love Tarkan.
Yeah, it would be so hard. Dude, the suicide bomber would just be enjoying the tunes way too much.
Just solve terrorism.
Next song, man.
See where your books get you, Ali.
So the other suicide
bomber is like, can you fucking blow yourself up? No, dude, one more song, please. One more song.
He's about to.
Yes. That's Tarkan's secret to keeping terrorism out of Great Britain, making sure that his albums
Disco.
Have at least 11 songs on them.
Jesus.
Now get pumping. You know what's great? Some of his video clips are just sponsored by Pepsi. It just has Pepsi floating around like the planet at the bottom of the screen the entire time. How good is it thinking anywhere from India to Turkey, anywhere in between that, pop stars being sponsored by Pepsi.
Yeah, Pepsi or just, Coke. What's up with the soft drinks sponsoring music?
Don't be scared that if very soon I'll be living in the woods and you can only contact me by, like, compass.
That's it.
You just walk northeast for 3 days. No more, no less.
Seriously,
I'll find you.
That's all. That's going to be me soon.
He's
I'm
like
done.
A unicorn. If you're not out to hurt him, he will find you.
I'm done with it. I'm done.
Yeah. How do you meet Miss Love? If he likes you, he'll come to you. How do I get in the vicinity? You just go into the woods and start howling.
And also once a week, is it moving him?
You can see him drinking tea and eating those little biscuits with the yellow, the white stuff in the middle.
Ice Oreos?
Yeah, those.
Oh, right.
No, not Oreos. The ones you said.
Ice Vervos.
Yeah, those poor ones, yeah.
Cool ones.
You know those biscuits? You get a pack of biscuits. It's like, what are they called? Monte Carlos. It's like Monte Carlos, an Anzac biscuit, a crappy chocolate one, yes. The variety.
The one that looks like a Sasquatch's vagina.
Yeah. The one that when you bite into it, you're like, I would throw down hard cash on the fact that this is just processed cardboard.
I think we're thinking of two different cookies.
It's bad.
I don't think that ice Vovos are, but okay. It could be one of these.
It's that stuff they put in the roofs, basically.
Asbestos?
No, like that foamy stuff.
That'd be great if it just became illegal to build houses with it and go, what do we do with this? And then it's just like the Arnage variety pack.
What disease do you want this month?
All right.
Let's lighten it up with more death from the history.
Rome, total war.
It's back.
A crowd favorite.
It's my favorite. I was the one pushing for it.
Yes, you are a crowd member, aren't you?
So this week we're just going to be talking about gladiators.
Gladiators,
so,
yeah.
So I, under, okay, so all I know is that Emperor Vespasian was the one that completed
this
the
music,
Colosseum.
Leave it on. It's so good. So moody. It just makes you want to, like, eat grapes and find out mysteries. Don't you reckon? And kill?
Yeah, you do. You feel like plotting killing your mum.
If someone said kill, I'd be like, definitely not. And then they put this on. And, like, 20 minutes later, I'd be like, do you have the secret stuff for me?
Many, you say this many a time with this music in the background. You don't want me as an enemy. How epic is that line?
So good. So good. Anyway, sorry.
Or this. Oh, you'll see.
Oh, yes. Yes. I even just. Oh, so good. So good.
We need to bring that back, man.
Yeah. Mm. Putting him out to the voyage of banishing him to an island and he gets swept up in the sea and then you're drinking a wine where they go, where is Tarquinius? And then you just go, oh, I have a feeling he's under the weather.
Oh, take me back.
Please.
I'm happy to eat meat the bone and boil potatoes exclusively. Yeah. Happy.
And get really twinky boys to fire dance in front of you.
Yeah, and also,
and if
like,
they displease you, you're allowed to sick an alligator on them.
Yeah,
it's just the
more
law.
Alligator deaths and, like, you know, I mean, yeah, the pedophilia was pretty intense, but, you know, it was the times. It changed the next
I
song, but just leave it.
I disassociate myself
so
from
good.
Miss Love for any political future endeavors I take.
So this is the point. This is the deal with gladiators.
Rome, total war.
They've been around for donkey's years. It was just part of the ancient world's culture, but Rome was obsessed with gladiators.
It was basically the nanny then, right?
Yeah, wasn't there, like,
what has that got to do... The nanny with Fran Drescher.
Yeah.
No, they're
what has that got
players.
To do with gladiators?
Both entertainers.
Oh, right, yes, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely, yes.
Take
the back and forth
back.
Between CeCe and Niles is the modern-day version of a gladiatorial fight.
CeCe Babcock.
Is
that
a name? No, no, no. Ms. Babcock. Ms. Babcock. So tell us about gladiators. Yeah. Tell us about their lives, what they did, who they were.
Was Russell Crowe the most famous gladiator that ever lived?
Yeah.
I've already told you, it was one of the previous podcasts. That is one of the most epic stories in history.
Hell
and
yeah.
I think I'm going to have to retell it just on the Family Geordies show.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because it's just, it's honestly one of the most epic stories in history.
Mm.
But in general, gladiators, by the time of Vespasian, were basically trained by gladiatorial camps. And it was a huge, thriving business. It was the equivalent of an Arabic billionaire owning a soccer team. If you owned a gladiatorial academy, you were a bowler. And that's, and a lot of them
sick.
Were
that's
former
awesome.
Gladiators that started up these academies.
Wow.
Because they were the ones that could go into a quarry or a new slave trader and stuff like that, and they go in and they just be like, hey, let me look at this man, and go, he's very good, he's very genuine, and they just go and punch him in the stomach and be like, he's winching for 10 seconds, you told me he'd winch for 5.
Real men, the time of real men
when yeah. no genders were questioned because you were too busy not dying. The politics.
Yeah.
I mean,
so true.
You didn't care about if your
just
balls
just because you have your penis you're still a woman. I can solve that.
Sounds so sick.
Anyway,
but before this, especially because it was just so expensive, gladiators really were only allowed to fight to the death on really special occasions. And that included the opening of the Colosseum in 79 AD by Emperor Vespasian.
Wow.
That was 100 days of games. Let's just think about how decadent, how much death that would have entailed, right? Because on a normal gladiatorial day, when we're talking about the Colosseum, by midday, they had to close down the Colosseum for 2 hours and drain it because people were ankle deep in blood.
Dude,
it was like the size of a football field.
Oh, dude, what's the big deal, man? They do that with cricket stadiums every now and then when it rains in. Like, you've got to wait 2 hours before the water drains into the pipes, man.
Guys,
like,
can we...
Water,
come on.
God's blood.
We need
step up the game,
God's
man.
Tears.
Bring me something interesting.
That's so baller.
fuck.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Like,
and so the average day would go, you'd start with animals, killing it. Basically,
that's
you'd
brutal.
Just piss off a giraffe, lay down some kid that had stolen bread, and then the giraffe would just trample you.
Oh, my God. So intense.
All these Circus Maximus, that sounds like a terrifying way to die, where you'd just be tied up. For instance, Emperor Nero, just as we have terrorists now as a scapegoat for when society's doing badly. Nero
is it really a
allowed
scapegoat?
Half the... Let's not go back into that.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
We're in a different time
sorry,
now, Mr.
Sorry,
Ooh,
sorry.
A simpler time.
Goddamn cucks everywhere. Continue.
Miss Love's voyage of cucks throughout history.
First, Emperor Nero. The so fiddle he played was...
Well, that was it, because yeah. On his watch, because Rome was mostly wood at that time, half of it burnt down when there was a fire because they didn't have adequate fire brigades. In fact, they invented fire brigades after Nero, but...
He didn't really fiddle while it burned, though. That was like a, that was imagery, myth. Yeah. That was just essentially...
But he did, which I think is a better myth anyway. Mm. It's not a myth, it's just what happened. He used to go to Greece, because everyone knew that he was a shit a lyre player. So they'd always be sitting there going, oh, gosh, it's very good, my lord, but anyway, can we just go back to building the city? He used to go on tour to ancient Greece because he'd go, only the Greeks can appreciate my taste in art. And then he'd force thousands of Greeks to sit in an amphitheater and listen to him play the lyre with soldiers around him. And if people didn't clap, then they'd just take out their swords and people would go...
Liar, liar, pants on fire. That's gold.
So he was like a old age Tarkon, because I bet he does so, that now.
It's so interesting.
Like, intimidates people with his bodyguards. This 5 foot man acting tough.
It's so awesome because all these figures and characters from ancient Rome, like there are characters around now. You know, like there's that guy from who was on The Simpsons that. Played Mr. Burns' son. You know, there's a lot of funny, kooky characters. But back then, like, there seemed to be just this sort of proclivity for them just to be absolute bowelers. They'll just cut. I mean, obviously, human life had a much lower value, you know, put on it. But damn, you can't fault them. That's insane.
I don't know if human life had a lower value, although it certainly did. But it's. If you thought that your leader was a god and he said you must die, there's no fucking with that.
Did they really believe that?
Yeah, they thought that the emperors were deities. And when they died, they were deified into a god.
Wow.
And so they'd go to the fields of Elysia. But because what? in their religion, basically everyone went to Hades, which was kind of just this low-class limbo.
Mm.
It was kind of like an economy limbo where it was boring but a bit drab. That was mostly where most people went, was Hades, right? And then if you were an excellent soldier or a great king, you'd go to the fields of Elysia, which was just 1,000 times better than heaven.
It glorified the warriors.
The babes.
Yeah. The babes. So it sounds like Islam.
What is... Yeah. Were there 70 babes, man? Wait, 72?
No, that's what I'm saying, is the average emperor had a harem of minimum 5,000 women. Oh, it was way better being an emperor than being a martyr.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But it's amazing. What's amazing to me is, too, like, children idolized gladiators. They're essentially their, like, Tom Cruises.
No, dude, they were footy players.
And that was the thing. Because
they're
footy players,
yeah.
Yes, but they were also their celebrities. Even though they had actors, actors back then were so low class.
It
was really naff
to
look up to them. So you would look up to these men that would kill each other. Insane. And the reason that happened is they basically invented the pickup term peacocking, because they'd put on ridiculous armor.
Yeah, the huge...
And really colorful feathers and stuff like that, so the audience could decipher who that was. So if you got a name... And you were in shit, and somebody took you down. They'd be like, "No, let him live. Let Maximus live."
Whoa!
That was why they do it.
And did that happen to any, like, to Maximus? What was his story? Did that happen to him? Like, what's the most crazy gladiator story? Like something where it's like he was about to die, and then
I'll just give you the really quick version of it. Yeah, just said this.
Just
on
do a quick
the podcast, but it is incredible.
Yeah.
So they captured. I can't
Screw
remember
you,
the,
old
the,
listeners.
The main storyline of it, but all I can remember it was a Thracian and a Gaul. Were captured, they were put through the same academy, and they trained, and they were just far better than everybody else. There came a point where they were clearly the absolute pinnacle of the gladiatorial world. Huge celebrities worth our equivalent, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, because in reality, they'd probably be worth like $2, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately. Hey, that's a lot of money.
Achy-bachy.
So, they... The emperor was, said, then they must fight each other. And obviously, everybody knew that they were really good friends. They started to fight. This is how it went down. It's been inscribed because it was such an epic battle. They fought each other. Both of them had swords and a shield. One of them cut the shield out from the other guy's hand. Then that one used his sword to stab that guy's hand with a shield. So they were down to like one sword and one shield, and they were fighting on that. Eventually, they broke each other off so that they removed their swords and their shields. So they were down to nothing. So then they called through their servants, and they got... You know, like knuckle dusters.
Yeah.
They put knuckle dusters on.
Oh my God.
They started beating the crap out of each other. And it was just such an evenly matched fight. They were fighting each other. At that point, I can't remember who the emperor was, but the emperor stood up and said, "Stop. Give them both their freedom."
Yes!
It was the only time in history, the only time in history that that ever happened, that both gladiators were rewarded their freedom. Sometimes the emperor, if he saw something that really amused him, something really crazy, he'd give them one.
Wow.
So two at once.
That's incredible. Do you reckon they had a beer together after?
Well, apparently after that, he went back to Thrace to see his... It's a lot of it is based off the movie Gladiator. He was a family man, and he really missed his wife and kids. And that's... He was like, "I don't care about the money." While the Gaul guy was just like, "I don't know what your problem is. We're in the epicenter of the world, and we're famous." Like,
such an accurate depiction of exactly how they would have spoken to.
Yeah,
an exact mannerism. So true. Enjoy an ale with me. Ale and stale bread. Come on. I've got beef cheeks too.
Why are you so pining for the woman back in Thrace? There's rumps around here. Anyway, so, another thing is, so gladiatorial matches went on for years. Then when the empire became more Christian, all of a sudden human beings had got more value to life because no longer was the emperor God.
Yeah.
There was a God, and he was basically a messenger to God. So Constantine banned gladiatorial matches throughout the empire, which...
Rife with protests.
So much protest.
Essentially,
Imagine the protest now if you said NRL's banned.
Oof.
But this was the culture of Rome.
Yeah.
Was based around that. And it was also a reminder in the Roman psyche of how mighty they were, because they were able to take the fiercest warriors from all over the empire and put them together.
It was a metaphor for the country, essentially, right? For the empire.
Exactly. The most exotic animals from all over the empire fighting each other, eating criminals.
Wow.
A lot of stuff. So they, Emperor Constantine banned it. And I think 20 days after he banned it, while it was still banned, he didn't lift the ban. He just said, "Let there be games," and because it was just like, "Oh yeah, I forgot. I should have banned it a month later because this month is..." It was the really famous month in which they have all the games. So they just
went back and did it anyway.
So it was thing that was... It was illegal. It was technically illegal for years after this. I think it was almost 100 years after Constantine that it was still illegal in the empire, and also because the empire started to dwindle after Constantine rapidly. So it was harder and harder to get fights because the money was sucking up because of inflation, and also because other empires were encroaching on the Roman Empire. They just didn't have the access to gladiators as they used to.
Yeah.
So what happened was, it was really close towards the end, maybe 50 years before the empire collapsed. This saint came in to these two gladiators that were fighting on the street. It was nowhere near as glorious as what it used to be. It was basically just watching a bum fight now and betting on it. It's pretty much what gladiatorial matches were. A
lot of fun.
But there was still a huge... there was a bunch of people that were still watching it. And this saint came in, broke up the fight between the two gladiators, and the audience just erupted, staggered through the guards, and ripped the saint to pieces.
Oh!
Teared him limb from limb. How savage is that death?
Oh my!
I mean, you know, you see footage of that now when, you know, in the Middle East or something, where they shoot a guy in the head and then they cut his head off and they go celebrate and stuff. This guy would have been alive and they ripped his head off. They didn't cut it off. They just tugged at him.
I watched a video of just as a side note, I watched a video of a terrorist group in the Middle East. This guy killed some people, like a terrorist or whoever the hell it was. I don't know exactly, but he killed a guy and ate his heart while it was still beating.
That's so African.
I watched it. It was that brutal.
African warlords always do that. It goes, yeah. It gives me his bravery.
Oh my God. Really, they do, yeah. It's heavy. That's incredible.
It's an old tradition as well, especially in the...
in Pakistan.
Not in Pakistan. Well, maybe.
I can't be everywhere at once.
I can't be everywhere. But like at least in... In old Arabia, that was a tradition. So, you would kill your enemy.
He's just going old school.
To prove your supremacy over the defeated, you would actually start eating their like liver and heart and shit.
Hey, you can't knock it. I mean, yes, you've proved it. That's incredible.
Anyway,
what
happened after that was the emperor said, "All right, this is not on," and completely clamped out gladiatorial matches, and then everything moved towards horse racing. Which
is the trots today?
Death race. Oh, they turned into that. It was legal back then to whip other riders off their chariots.
Hey, see, you thought it was lame, but then they bring that in, and it's like, yeah, you know,
I could get used to this.
Okay. Whipped them with whips, so heavy.
The primary gladiators were guys that had a gladius sword and a shield. That was your stock standard. I personally would have liked to have been the trident and the net guy. That seems like a way better
trident
thing.
Trident and the net,
weighted
yes.
net, but you've only got one shot. But you just throw the net on him, and if it lands, then they're stuck.
Yeah.
And then you just keep jabbing him with a trident until they stop moving.
Man, it's so heavy.
Yeah.
I would love to, if I could travel back to any time, I think it would be that time.
You watch a gladiatorial match?
Yeah. Because all just go to Rome and ancient Rome.
Because all those philosophers back then, we've really got to go. But all the philosophers... There was a I think it was actually... Nero's, God, I can't believe I've forgotten his name now. But anyway, Nero's philosopher, which is one of the most famous in Rome.
Okay.
It's pathetic that I've forgotten his name.
I should know too.
But anyway, he said that going to a gladiatorial match, even as a learned man, he was just going, this is vile. First of all, everybody in the aisles, because they're not used to talking to the commoners. When you live in the palace, you just talk with educated ruling elite.
Yeah.
And then you listen to them and they've just got those accents. They basically just got Manchester Southerners. Accents and stuff going, hey, you can come in now! And stuff like this. Like, we couldn't even understand their Latin. It was so removed.
Ignoramus vulgaris.
And so he was going, why am I sitting here with all these commoners? And then they drag out the first two gladiators and then one guy gets his hand chopped off within the first 5 seconds. And even he was going, damn, I see why this is so popular, man. He was like, it is the most evil, soul-corrupting thing you could possibly watch, but you can't turn away.
It's so funny. God. That is so good.
Anyway, I guess we've got to leave. I'll come up with more things for Rome Total War next week. But
absolutely.
Guys, pleasure as always.
Pleasure.
Thank you very much, Move FM, for the shirts.
Thank you, Move FM. Thank you, gentlemen, for the conversation.
It's a pleasure as always.
Yeah. It was riveting. And thank you, audience.
Until next week, hopefully, if Miss Love pulls through.
If he remembers that Tuesday exists.
Or he remembers that he... What was the last thing? He forgot where his shirt was and couldn't make it.
Yes. Guys, four
that
words.
That was one legitimate issue.
Four words in closing. Don't tread on me.